Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You are invited here to join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you don't mind. It actually usually sounds a lot better if you call us on Skype. So again, Skype username lrn.fm. Mark, you were just watching some footage literally moments before we turned the microphones on that is coming out of Baltimore, where riots are happening as we speak, as I understand it.
That's what I see.
You saw, what, smashing cars?
What I saw was a video from today of the sort of pieced together. There were protesters in a line against police officers who were in a line. Some little bits of things were being thrown. A lot of sort of yelling going back and forth. I shouldn't say yelling going back and forth. The police weren't yelling.
Mm-hmm. Some protesters.
In a couple of cases, I saw some police smirking, which probably doesn't help. But, I saw a lot of people who were very upset. I guess it's over this guy that was killed.
Freddie Gray died while in police custody.
And these things are sweeping the country. It's there's no shortage of unarmed black men that are getting killed. And I think that's upsetting a lot of folks. And so something's got to change or these things are going to continue, I guess is what I saw. These protesters then began to destroy cars that did not appear to be police cars.
How many people were destroying cars?
Dozens.
How many cops were nearby?
Several.
So they were far outnumbered, is what you're saying, the police?
I think that they could see it as though they were far outnumbered, mm-hmm. but I would say that it is your obligation as a law enforcement officer to, stop... stop people from committing crimes.
It's well, like you and I thing. Both know that there is no obligation for the police to stop people from committing crimes. It's just what people like to think about the police. I mean, the police like to represent themselves as though they have some sort of duty to protect you, but we discussed this briefly last night, that there is no obligation for the police to provide you with any protection service whatsoever. Not only that, there's no obligation for any government agency to provide you with any service at all. And the Supreme Court has made that clear. And videos like this make it crystal clear. Because if you thought for a moment that the police were going to come to your aid in the moment where there's a band of marauders attacking your vehicle, and they could have attacked other things, who knows, breaking some storefront windows, I'm sure that happened. I saw a still frame of somebody chucking a chair at a storefront window. I imagine that it went through it. But again, it was just a photo. And they will do whatever they want to do, the police. And then in this case, they stood by and did nothing. Same thing happened right here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there was a massive bottle fight going on between some teenagers, college students, in the streets during Pumpkin Fest. There were some riots that were going on, and one portion of those riots included a 10 to 15 minute long bottle throwing occasion.
Exchange?
Yeah. And, this is an incredibly dangerous thing to do, throwing bottles. Apparently,
I'll give you that.
That's happening in Baltimore as well. I was reading one article where one guy said that a bottle or a beer can or something like that, or a can full of beer, rather, sailed about 6 inches in front of his brother's face.
Wow.
If one of those connects with somebody in the head, that could be a serious, not just concussion, but, could lead to a serious injury
beyond that. Serious, yeah.
I'm not saying concussions aren't serious, but it could be very, very bad. And the police stood by during that here in Keene. They could have done something had they wanted to. They have helmets and things like that. Certainly the police were better prepared than any of the people who were in the bottle-throwing incident. They have shields and helmets, the police do. They could have done something, but instead they chose to what they called, I think the terminology
contain.
That one officer used was to contain it. So to hell with all the private property owners and the innocent people who are on that street who could have been hit by one of those flying beer bottles. The police have no obligation to protect you. You cannot sue them for some kind of dereliction of duty if they don't do these things. So they just stood by there in Baltimore and watched as people's cars were destroyed. People whose cars, by the way, had absolutely nothing to do with the death of Freddie Gray, which is what all of this is, you know, has been sparked by. At least that's the incident that sparked this. Obviously, it's been a lot that has led up to this. This isn't the first time somebody has died mysteriously in police custody. And I can talk more about the Freddie Gray situation. I've got an article by The Atlantic about it.
Well, I'd like to address the idea of the police not, doing something in this circumstance. I can totally see why someone would choose not to engage when this kind of thing's going on. But,
Sure, I can understand why someone who was not a paid professional would choose not to engage. There's no obligation for those people, but you would expect a paid professional would, you know, do something.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and I'm not, the thing that I'd point out here is that the police will take people to jail for this if they're not outnumbered. Like, this gives a peek into the mind of law enforcement as it is used here in the United States, and that is that we'll enforce the laws as long as it looks safe for us to do so. Now, I'm not saying that I would not step into this situation and attempt to stop these people from doing it. Maybe I would, talk them down, but I wouldn't try to stop them from doing this physically, because I think that you could have a much larger altercation on your hands. But, you know, I mean, this is really just about numbers. Mm-hmm. It all comes down to numbers.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, Mark, but if you pay someone for protection services, and people are paying the police for supposed protection services, they're paying and they believe they're receiving protection services, and then you find out that the police stand by as a gang of people are destroying things and they do nothing about it, I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable to me. If I were hiring you, Mark, as a protection agent, and you did absolutely zero when my property was being destroyed in front of you, then I would cancel your contract after that, and presumably you would also have some sort of insurance provision that would, indemnify me from, you know, the damage that was caused because of your failure.
That's probably true.
Or that would, I don't know if indemnify is the right
If you
word,
hired a security company to protect your property and people came up and, you know, that outnumbered that security company, the guards they had on hand, and people destroyed your car, I would think that you or your insurance company would hold that security company to be at fault. Because they didn't protect the property.
I would think you'd have standing in that case, that you would have standing to sue that company. So, this is, again, more crystal clear proof. The police have no obligation to protect you, and it is certainly true that numbers do make a difference, right? So,
oh, yeah.
I support peaceful action. I support peaceful civil disobedience. Peaceful non-cooperation. I do not support violence in the streets. And I share a lot of these protesters' concerns with police abuse. I totally understand the frustration that people have over how the police behave. And I'm making very general statements, right? Obviously, some cops are better than others. There's no doubt about that.
Sure.
But you don't exactly have all the supposed good cops bringing these bad cops to justice. We're not seeing that happen. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got more from Baltimore and details about what's happening in the streets. And what is it that sparked all this? Who is Freddie Gray? And what is it that happened to him? We'll share all of that with you, because we haven't covered this yet. This Freddie Gray story has been developing for about a week now. It was on the 19th that he perished in police custody. Let's go, Steve, listening in Atlantic City to WPG. Hello, Steve.
Hi. I'm real sorry that the guy perished in police custody. I think that they should do an investigation and find out what really happened and then go from there. This civil disobedience throughout the country, I think, is being used to try to disarm the police.
To clarify something, violence in the streets is not civil disobedience. There's nothing civil about it.
Okay, well, violence in the streets then. We'll use that term. Okay, violence in the streets is causing, what it'll do is it'll eventually disarm the police, and the police will stand around and not be able to do anything because they won't be able to take their weapons out of their
home. How is the violence in the streets disarming the police? I must have missed that connection.
They'll write rules where the police aren't allowed to do things.
Oh, that seems pretty ridiculous that the police would be disarmed in the United States. I mean, I'd like to see it, personally, but I'd like to see the police carrying around a single bullet or something like that, like the old Barney Fife thing.
Well, the point is, it shouldn't be going out throughout the country. I think what should happen is that they should do the investigation and go from there.
All right, Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-453.
Imagine a lot of these people don't trust the people that are going to be investigating.
Yeah,
because a lot of these investigations in the past have been, well, one-sided.
Yeah, unfortunately, the police, when they investigate themselves, tend to find that they've been everything.
We've investigated ourselves and found that we've done nothing wrong.
855-453.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today, I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free
Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free on this Sunday edition of the program. We're live, by the way, 855-450-FREE, unless we're not. What I mean by that is some of our radio affiliates will delay broadcast the show. So our live hours are 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. You can always join us on the phones anytime, whether we're live on the radio where you are or not, or you're listening via podcast. You can always join the show here at 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. At Skype username LRN.FM. We're going to go back to your phone calls. And then at some point, I want to talk more about who is Freddie Gray. This is the most recent person who people are upset about right now. Protests going on in the streets of Baltimore, apparently, as we're speaking, they are continuing. So who is Freddie Gray? Why did he die in police custody? There are a lot of questions surrounding this incident that happened about a week ago. And I finally, you know, I'd seen the headlines and I just hadn't looked at it yet.
There's just so many of these things happening that, you know, it's like, well, what do you, I don't, you know, is it news at this point? You know, Free Talk Live, we tend to bring up just a few topics, so.
Yeah. Well, right, and there's plus no shortage of this police abuse.
You, like with the first guy in Ferguson, Michael Brown.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, in that circumstance, I didn't want to get, you know, we didn't know what was going on. And it looks like the guy robbed a store before it occurred. And
there's a good chance of that. You know, in this case, in Freddie Gray's case, there's no evidence he did anything at all except for run from the police, even though there was no warrant in his case. But we can talk more about
running from the police, not a good idea, General.
No, it's not, but it shouldn't result in you being beaten to death by the police or whatever it is that happened behind closed doors that there's no footage of. So that's a basic level of understanding there, but we'll delve into it in more detail here in a moment. ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. They've got some others, I believe. You go to ExpressCoin.com, you can download their app for your smartphone, but you don't need to use an app. You can just use their website, ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, it's very affordable in that I've not seen a better rate for purchasing Bitcoin online. ExpressCoin.com has it, and you can actually do it with money order or check. They've got lots of Bitcoin waiting for you.
Yeah, Bitcoin's at some of its lowest prices in some time.
What, 220 or 217 today or something
like
that,
right? So it might be. Now might be the time to pick it up. I don't know. I'm not making a claim one way or the other.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, it could go down. It could go up. But either way, if you're ready to get some Bitcoin, go to ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. You want to talk about a good fee? Zero. If you use code FTL for less than $40 worth of a buy over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin at ExpressCoin.com. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Let's talk to Ralph in New Jersey, listening, I believe,
yeah,
to WPG. Go ahead, Ralph.
Good day. Thank you for taking my call, guys.
Sure.
Let me follow to the logical conclusion what one of you said when you said, quote, the police has no commitment or has no obligation to protect us. Now,
that's right.
If you to imagine a day in this America without the cop, without the police, a day.
Can you do what in a day?
Can you imagine a day in this country without the police?
Yes, yes, I can. It would be a glorious, glorious day. The sun would be shining.
Yeah, huh? And you would be smoking marijuana and all of that, right?
Well, I already do that, but yeah, I would.
You did? Oh,
no, I've done that a bunch. I actually did that in front of the State House last week,
okay,
as a matter of fact.
All right. Now, you know, another thing I want to talk about. What point was being made in the plundering, the looting, the pillaging that we see happen after dark in Baltimore, Maryland? Yeah, I mean, if the whole idea of the protest and the march is to bring about justice, does looting, plundering, and pillaging a 7-Eleven can bring about justice for Freddie Gray?
No, absolutely not. I don't support that at
all.
Maybe I wasn't crystal clear earlier. Thank you, Ralph, for the call tonight. If I wasn't clear earlier, I don't support violence. I don't support destruction of property. I don't think those are productive ways to get a message out.
Now, the gentleman asked what, you know, if you could imagine a day without police, and you sort of riffed on that for a second.
Yeah, I would really like to have gone on that.
You really didn't give him some idea of what that might look like.
Well, he just kept talking, so I didn't have a chance.
Yeah.
Let's do that now.
Here on Free Talk Live, we propose a world in the future that has, you know, that's voluntary, where people voluntarily enter into contracts as opposed to having things forced upon them. So in a world where there weren't police, one would assume if you want to get there as peacefully as possible, we would evolve to that. And that would allow, that would mean allowing for the police to allow organizations to compete with them in the area of security services.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing you'd have to do is you'd have to stop the police from arresting people for you know, crimes that have no victim. In the case of these crimes on the streets of Baltimore, victims. When you're mm-hmm. throwing a garbage can through the window of my car, I consider myself to be a victim.
Wow.
And so
garbage can through the window.
Yep, that happened. So that would mean that there would be some kind of security, maybe security for the businesses that were on that street. Maybe there would be security and, you know, for a major business that was there nearby or whatever, and those security agents would attempt to provide security in that circumstance. So you would have police. You would just have basically private market police. It would be security agents or police that would be hired by other organizations to do stuff. Mall cops, as it were.
Yeah.
But
and they'd be liable for their actions, unlike the police of today, unlike the government police, who have no responsibility whatsoever
for
what they do.
You know, the fleeing felon rule, which so many people in this country have been killed over, this fella, it might very well be that. We don't know
he
exactly.
He was not fleeing from any kind of felony.
So this was just being beaten up afterwards?
We don't know what happened to him.
So anyway, the fleeing felon rule would probably, you know, I mean, that's a common law rule, right? Like, you're allowed to use violence against somebody who's committed a felony against you, or somebody against
whom... By you, you mean the police.
Well, the police are allowed...
I don't think you can shoot a person in the back.
You are wrong.
Really?
Absolutely. Yes, you're wrong. You can shoot a fleeing felon.
Really?
Now, if you're, you know, if somebody's...
Mark is not an attorney, and his he is not giving legal advice.
I do not give legal advice, but I'm telling you that I have seen news stories where two Mexican men were shot in the back while they ran away from burglarizing a house.
Mm.
The neighbor caught them and killed them both.
Wow.
It was audio from the 911 call, and the news story was written around it. So anyway, you're allowed to do that. This is a common law idea, and security agents would be able to use deadly force when it was called for.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yep.
I'm not certain that I think it's a great idea to go shooting people in the back that were taking television sets. I mean, it's a television set. It costs $500. Is it worth shooting somebody in the back
no.
over?
No, insurance.
I tend to think
would
not.
Cover that.
And the same with a car that's being vandalized, but they may use other terms. Like, do I think that somebody who's jumping up and down on top of a car deserves to be tasered? Yeah, taser him.
Yeah, and the whoever it is that's hiring these protection agents you're talking about, the ones that would exist in our future that we're envisioning here, they would want to make sure, if it was an insurance company, let's say, they would want to make sure that if there was a gang of people destroying one car, that they were stopped right then, so they didn't go on and destroy the other 10 cars that were in the row, you know, because that would be an incredible repair bill, and there's a financial interest to put a stop to that, not to mention the fact that you don't want unhappy customers as well, and if you can avoid the damage being done in the first place, then they're going to do that. So the police that we're talking about, these private protection services, would have all the right incentives to do what it takes to actually protect their customers and their property. The government police have none of those incentives, or next to none. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts on Free Talk.
So the news breaks. Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign. Oh, my God. A gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's guns80.com.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the program. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind, although right now the police are back on the table for discussion, given that there are now protests going on in the streets of Baltimore, Maryland, where lots of destruction is apparently happening. People's cars being destroyed. Not the police. I mean, maybe some police, but I haven't seen that yet, personally.
Yeah, their cars were being destroyed.
Okay, but it was also average people's cars.
Yes, they were all sort of lined up together.
So, innocent victims of the protesters who are upset for a good reason. I mean, I can empathize with the protesters and their frustration. I'm certainly a critic of police abuse myself. But violence, of course, is not the solution. Lowering yourself to the level of the police by destroying property and you know, nobody's life has been taken by the protesters, but plenty of property has been destroyed, storefront windows, etc.
It's certainly not teaching anyone a lesson.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, the police didn't say, oh, well, I guess we shouldn't just go ahead and use violence against somebody who has just run away from us, so we shouldn't beat him up in the back of a car or something like that.
So we'll tell you more about what's happening in Baltimore. Who's Freddie Gray, the person who recently died in police custody there, and that sort of sparked this recent incident, these protests that are going on, as I understand it, as we speak. I've yet to find a live stream of it, but I haven't been looking too hard. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE.
What these protesters should do is go home and enjoy a nice Cabernet Sauvignon. Because that, they can get a really great deal at chwine.com. If you go to CH Wine and you take a look around, you're going to find wines that have been purchased from the major vineyards in Napa Valley and around the world. But these are overages. This is overstock, and it's bottled up in bottles, so you don't know which winery it came from. You just know that these are high-end wines. 90 points and above for these wines. That's high-end wine. They'd be $100 a bottle generally, $70 to $100, but here they're priced at just $15 to $30. And I'm going to give you a coupon code that will take those tremendous savings and give you even more of a savings. So these bottles of wine, high-end wines, $15 to $30 at chwine.com. You use coupon code FTL and you'll get 20% off of select bottles and free shipping. You know, when something's liquid, free shipping really makes a big difference. You got to get three bottles, but that's the way it's set up to be shipped. They get good packing material for three bottles, and it really works out. chwine.com. You go there, you click on the microphone that's in the upper left hand corner. You enter FTL when the little box comes up, and then you'll be good to go. You'll get the 20% off and the free shipping. chwine.com, FTL.
All right. Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. Let's go to the phones and your thoughts. Gardner is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Gard.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
Hey, it's I expected. Gardner Goldsmith from Liberty Conspiracy. Welcome, sir.
It's good to hear you guys, and I'm really glad that both you and Mark brought this up as a part of the conversation tonight, and also that you're exploring other avenues that don't pit neighbor against neighbor through the tax system and force people to pay for a police system that either abuses people it takes into custody or doesn't protect people's property. And, you know, Ralph earlier asked a question that I really appreciated you guys exploring, which was imagine a day without the police. And as you pointed out early on and you both discussed, there have been court cases that have already stood in the Supreme Court. There was a Gonzalez case, and then there was Warren v. District of Columbia, where the courts of the government have both, they've ruled that the police have no obligation to protect you or your property. And so we're operating under a system where the police aren't supposed to be necessarily protecting you. So if we imagine a day without the police, in fact, what we have most of the time are days without the police. Most people know that crimes are not stopped by police. They arrive after the fact and try to investigate. So it's not like they're there to stop the bad guys. The only thing that someone can wish that they're doing is possibly acting as some sort of dissuasion or deterrent. Exactly.
Yeah.
And especially for violent crimes, that is not the case. Most of the violent crimes that occur because people lash out. And this is something that I think if we were to look at a day without the police, we could look at private businesses that, as you said, could be hired, and they would be liable not only if they mistreated people, but if they didn't protect people. So imagine Baltimore. Yeah, if you had private police protection agencies in Baltimore, if they didn't protect that property, they would have to have insurance companies, and they'd have to pay those people for the destruction that happened to their businesses. This is not something that's going to happen in most instances where the police of a government don't do their jobs and protect people.
Yeah, I think that I agree completely, Gardner. When we talk about a day without the police, what is important to point out is I'm not talking about if the police disappeared tomorrow.
Right.
I think if there was a news bulletin that went out on all the radio stations and television stations and Facebook and however people consume their media that says police are not going to be doing anything tomorrow or any day in the future, that you would have a pretty chaotic tomorrow, right? Like people are used to this, and that
I don't know, man, because I always go back to the Hurricane Katrina example where things didn't get chaotic until the average folks were told to leave. It's the middle class average folks who are running businesses,
yep,
and who are out there in the streets, and not just middle class but poor people as well, just good people who are just out there living their lives, who are willing to defend themselves and their neighbor and their property and their neighbor's property because it's the right thing to do. That's
right.
What keeps people in line.
If I thought there were going to be riots, I'd be at my business attempting to protect my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be at my home attempting to protect my home. Which one could I do? I don't know. Maybe I'd get my brother to protect my business or whatever the situation is.
You brought up the Katrina example. There you have a place where because of the artificial belief that people are going to be protected by the police, in many cases the police do try to help people out. The cops are trying to do their job. They're trying to do a good thing. But the cops can't be everywhere. So statistically, it's just not possible for them to protect everybody. But it's interesting because people have this artificial belief that the cops will protect them. So even in the Katrina area, you saw these people rise up, try to help each other out, try to protect each other, try to protect their property. And imagine if they had already established that the police weren't, if the belief weren't there amongst those people that the police were going to protect them, there would have been even more people, population-wise, who would have been ready to try to help out and would have been armed. And we're not going so far as to imagine a world where they would have already hired private police agencies. But if more people were aware that the police aren't there to help them and they have to help themselves, then the folks in Katrina would have been even better prepared, I think.
I think so, but the problem was they left, and so what you ended up having was essentially all cops and criminals, or do I repeat myself? Because what happened there was, if it's true that the police lead to security, if it's true that the police are a deterrent, well, Katrina had more, New Orleans area had more cops in it at that time than it ever had because of, the situation that had developed. They brought in California highway patrolmen out there to assist. I mean, they had cops from all over the place in this situation. So if it were true, then that should have been the safest place to be. But in point of fact, it was one of the most dangerous because there was all kinds of property crime and I'm sure likely other violent crime happening there. And the police weren't able to stop it despite the fact that there were far more of them than normal. So I think that's crystal clear evidence that it's not in point of fact the police that keep people safe. It's you and I, it's average folks who are keeping their fellow man safe.
Yeah, this is a great topic. I'm really glad you guys brought it up, and I'll let you get to more callers and so on, but I'm very, very pleased you did, because I think a lot of people look at this and they only look at the surface. How could it have been managed? What's wrong on the details? And obviously, a man died under very mysterious circumstances in Baltimore, and one of the reasons I didn't comment about what was happening in Ferguson was because I didn't know what had happened to Mr. Brown. But afterwards, people's protests seemed to be justified. But now they're engaging in violence against innocent people.
All right. Thanks, Gard, for the call tonight.
Thanks.
Your show, by the way, Liberty Conspiracy. Go check it out at libertyconspiracy.com. It's a great show, and it's also on LRN.FM. Thank you, Gardner Goldsmith. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. What are your thoughts?
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I found something that works. Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. Doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar. If you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back, because this stuff works. Australian Dream is available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, and other drug stores and supermarkets everywhere.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. The Baltimore protest apparently going on yesterday. I'm not sure how much of it's happening right now. I've been saying it's been going on now, but I've seen stories about it, but I've yet to find a live feed. If you've got one and you can share it with us, please do drop it onto our Facebook group or our Facebook page, or submit it actually to the front page of freetalklive.com. You can share your thoughts with us, especially if you're in Baltimore. Our toll-free number is 855-453. The story posted by WBAL today and updated this evening suggests that it was still going on. Thousands of protesters took to the streets on Saturday in the largest Freddie Gray rally yet. And after hours of peaceful demonstrations, pockets of protesters smashed out police car windows and storefronts. Officials said 31 adults.
That's what I saw.
And 4 juveniles were arrested and 6 police officers were hurt after several storefronts were vandalized and other properties were damaged in the waning hours of the Freddie Gray demonstrations.
I certainly don't want to see those police officers getting hurt.
Groups outside of, I don't want to see anybody getting hurt. Groups of outside agitators led to small pockets of protesters engaged in criminal activity, said police in a statement on Sunday, that's today. The Baltimore Police Department believes that outside agitators continue to be the instigators behind acts of violence and destruction.
I did see what I consider to be white people in sort of the black flag, the black block outfits,
mm-hmm.
You know, black hoodies with black bandanas over their face and that kind of thing. But, I mean, people see that on TV. That doesn't mean they flew them in from Europe to riot or anything like that. I have no idea.
Well, I did see something elsewhere suggesting that a lot of the people who are participating in the violence are actually not from the area, that there are people who, you know, they see this as a chance to destroy some stuff or get into it with the police, and they're showing up.
Yeah.
The problem happened near Camden Yards, where the Baltimore Orioles game was scheduled against the Boston Red Sox. It went on as scheduled. Only fans were told toward the end of the game to stay in the stadium because of public safety worries. Before the game, demonstrators fought with fans at a bar. Gray died April 19th after suffering a fatal spinal injury when in police custody. Authorities have not explained how or when Gray's spine was injured, and police have said Gray should have received medical attention at the spot where he was arrested before he was put inside a police transport van, handcuffed and without a seatbelt, a violation of the department's policy. In her first public comments since Gray's death, twin sister Frederica appealed for calm as she appeared with the mayor at a news conference, saying, quote, "My family wants to say, can you all please, please stop the violence? Freddie Gray would not want this. Freddie's father and mother did not want anyone. Violence does not get justice." She kind of trailed off and then said, "Violence does not get justice." There have been near daily protests since Gray's death. On Saturday, a small group threw cans and plastic bottles in the direction of police officers. One protester broke out the window of a police cruiser, grabbed a police hat inside, and wore it while standing on top of the cruiser with several other protesters.
Great, a comedian.
At that point, scores of officers rushed into the area, stopped and formed a line 3 officers deep. The protesters scattered but returned a few minutes later and began yelling, "What do we want? Justice! When do we want it? Now!"
Blow up police cars!
From inside the stadium, fans watched the protesters gather before the protest turned tense and violent. Demonstrators filled 2 city blocks and marched 2 miles to City Hall, where the crowd overtook the grassy plaza adjacent from the building. Tanya Preacher, a 36-year-old Baltimore resident, said she'd never attended a protest in the city before, but watching a video of Gray's arrest motivated her. She said, "I looked at my son and thought, that's my son." Residents young and old from Baltimore and beyond voiced their anger at how the department and the city's officials are handling the investigation into Gray's death. At one point, the crowd paused for a moment of silence in front of Shock Trauma, the hospital where Gray died. The marchers then migrated to Camden Yards. At a downtown intersection, a dozen marchers laid down in the street during an impromptu die-in, wearing a sign around his neck that said, "I am Freddie Gray." 33-year-old Dante Acree joined thousands of others outside of City Hall. Acree said he came out to the protest because, quote, "It could have been one of my kids. It could have been my brother, my father," he said. "I'd want the same support." Leonard Patterson, because most of these protesters are peaceful people. It's just there are certain outliers who are using this as an excuse to destroy things.
And, you know, video is it's more exciting to get the pictures of somebody throwing, garbage cans through business windows than it is to get just people who are doing a regular protest. Those aren't nearly as exciting.
Leonard Patterson, age 56, said he drove from Manassas, Virginia to be part of the protest. He said that he decided to come after thinking about his college-age daughter. Quote, "I'm trying to do everything in my limbs, everything in my power to make this a better world for her," he said, holding up his black and white drawing of Freddie Gray. The drawing shows Gray being hoisted from a police van to heaven by 2 angels. He says, I'm here to do what I can. Police brutality is as old as the 1950s, the 1960s. It's still here.
It's really older than that. I mean, you know, the King's Men.
Well, he's 56, so you know, this is his lifetime.
Sure. I'm just saying that, honestly, those in power, those the petty tyrants, the King's Men, as I called them just a moment ago, they have always been ones you can't particularly trust when it comes to power. And I don't frankly think that the people above them can be trusted either. There's science that proves, studies, I should say, you know, I think that qualifies as soft science, science that proves that, you know, power corrupts. Like, it's not just a saying. It really does corrupt. And here, on top of that, power corrupt attracts the corruptible, those that wish to be corrupted. Now, it's, that's not to say that every police officer out there, I don't believe it for a second, every police officer out there is wanting to be corrupted, but it does show in studies that even people that would be considered the most morally upright, when given power, get a little shifty with their decision-making. They think, well, you know, for the better good, I should make this decision that wouldn't otherwise. You know, transparency is probably the best bet against these sorts of things.
Let's talk to John. He's in Ocean City, New Jersey. John, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, what's happening? You know, there is justifiable paranoia and justifiable anger against those men that wear badges that are lawless. I know that, but they say when the law breaks the law, there is no law. There's a struggle for survival. That sounds a lot like anarchy. And that the thing that worries me is that...
That's what we're seeing.
Yeah, whether Ferguson, you know, I have sympathy for the fellow up in New York that was selling cigarettes that died. That was a tragic death and disgusting. Ferguson, that guy was a thug, and he attacked a cop, and I don't want to go into that, but... you know,
but we don't know if he attacked the cop. I mean, nobody really knows what happened in that situation.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with you necessarily. He certainly attacked a store owner, you know, before that. But we don't really have, you know, it's not concrete what happened. And that's really one of the problems. We don't have video of what has occurred.
Right. We don't know for sure. But the one thing we do know for sure is that Big Brother did show up with armored vehicles and snipers and so forth. And the thing that worries me is there's that socialist fascist elite, that so-called puppet master elite, that they want to have anarchy so that they can clamp martial law down on all of us and, you know, take away our constitutional rights and our civil rights. That's what worries me. And the whole thing is not to lose your head, you know. But there's good cops and bad cops. There's definitely bad cops, man, but there's also good cops. And
why aren't the good cops arresting the bad cops?
You know, that's a good question. Now, look at Serpico, man. They you know, you're usually up against people that, you know, will set you up to
dangerous people.
I mean, the cops are afraid. I think you're absolutely right. If there are good cops, they're hiding from the bad cops. They don't want to be the ones to make those arrests because they figure they're going to get targeted by the other bad cops because there's no shortage of bad cops, right?
Well, yeah, that's true too. The whole thing is that there are, you know, lawless men that wear badges, and there's lawless men that don't wear badges. You have violent people that are going to, you know, commit crimes against the regular folk, and then you do need police. But, yes, there are people that that hide behind that are actually bad. That goes back. I mean, I saw documentaries about New York City cops that were corrupt back in the 19th century, so it's nothing new.
Absolutely. John, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, I'm not really clear on what if – I'm sure something is happening in Baltimore today, but I think the bulk of the protests was going on yesterday, so I kind of got misunderstanding. There was a post over on the cop block – one of the cop block groups on Facebook asking if there was a live stream happening in Baltimore, which suggested that things are still happening there today of a protesty kind of nature, possible destructive nature. So curious to know what's actually happening, if anything, on the ground right now. But what happened yesterday was pretty awful, and we'll continue here in a moment. I want to look into who Freddie Gray is. What was it that precipitated all this? Because the streets have exploded with protests and destruction of property. What happened with this man who died in police
custody? It was important as far as Michael Brown went, right?
Yeah, the toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll delve into that here in a moment. And, of course, you can bring up whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA?
Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.